Spooky Haunted House, adding sound. Hi, I'm Sam Stokes. Let's add a soundboard to our Spooky Haunted House. Now, I'm using a $12 soundboard that I purchased from Amazon for another project. And this board has a microphone on it. And it's shown here as a black dot on the board. You can hold that up to your speaker on your computer and record sounds coming out of it, or you can just make them yourself by making scary sounds like "brah." Okay. Or you can remove one of those soundboards from a sound greeting card. In that case, you would probably want to buy a card that is for Halloween if you can. Otherwise, you have to have like Star Wars or something like that. And if you want to do tonal sounds and you're good at creating music, then there's a lot of good tutorials on how to use the Arduino to create sounds. I couldn't find any that really sounded Halloween-y, but if you're good at music and sounds, then this might be one way to go. Now, our modification here is adding one function call and then a function to kind of make it so that the spooky sounds aren't occurring all the time, which can be super annoying. Doing just a delay isn't enough because this is a sort of a single-threaded process, and so once you delay anything, everything else gets delayed, keeping it from a simple concept idea. So let's take a look at the function that we added. Now, we wrote void Adam's family parentheses because we're not taking any parameters into our function, and the function consists of a switch statement. The switch runs a built-in function called random, and random generates four numbers. In case one, that is when the random number returned is one, then the soundboard goes high and the Adam's family song plays on the sound recording board. Then the LEDs go low and high. That doesn't make any difference. You can play around with how you want your LEDs to function. In case two and subsequent cases, all subsequent cases, the soundboard is turned off and the LEDs change from low to high. Now, you may want to be playing with your lights and so forth so you can get the spookiest looking lights. I noticed mine has a very spooky light shadow that forms on the wall, and the blinking, well, it looks like it's blinking, so I'm going to have to tune my lighting a little bit. So that's something you might want to consider. Let's talk about wiring now. So to wire this, you use the soundboard. You connect player E, which is for extended, I'm guessing is what the E stands for. And in this case, it will play your entire sound, which is about 10 to 12 seconds. You need to connect the ground to the board, and I'm using the ground on the Nano. And then you also need to connect it to VCC, and I'm connecting it to the VCC here. This is basically voltage in. I'm using the input USB to power my chip, so the input power works okay. Now, there's a couple of other places that you can use. There's the 3V3 and the plus 5 volts. Of course, make sure that you tighten everything up with your glue gun, and you can use your glue gun on the DuPont wires to make sure your wires don't slip out. Remember that when you're done, you can remove the hot glue from all your wires and so forth and reuse your system in its entirety. Now, for Thanksgiving, we'll be doing something similar to this for centerpieces or other things that you might want to use to spice up the Thanksgiving day. So in conclusion, we can see that I have added a speaker here. Well, you can't really see it, it's not clear, but there's a speaker here. The nice thing about this is that this is steel, so the speaker will stick to the side using its internal magnet. And then there's more wires connected to the Nano, and I have a switched power supply of 4.5 volts. So we talked about how to modify your existing Arduino, add a function to control when the soundboard is triggered, and this should be a little bit of fun for you and your family. If you're using a greeting card, then you have to put up with the sound that's on the greeting card, but on the other hand, it has everything you need, so that's quite handy. Thank you very much. This is Sam Stokes, over and out.